This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Joel Kent Atwell was arrested Friday morning at around 8 a.m. Colorado Springs police say Atwell had six active felony warrants for his arrest. The 38-year-old man allegedly fled from police officers several times in stolen vehicles and previously rammed officers attempting to apprehend him. CSPD says that because of his past actions, Detective Mork asked for help from the Tactical Enforcement Unit. They responded, tried to get Atwell, who was in a silver Honda Civic on North Academy Boulevard near Austin Bluffs Parkway. He was taken into custody. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office received a call Saturday morning from a home on Plyer Drive in northern Colorado Springs, where they found one deceased person. The sheriff's office says they cannot confirm if there are other victims or whether a suspect is in custody. The tactical team responded to the scene, and a shelter-in-place order was issued for the area. Residents were asked to lock their doors and stay inside. Clinics for the pediatric dose of the COVID-19 have already been scheduled, and some are accepting appointments ahead of the expected emergency use authorization from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That is the final step in the process after the full FDA gave the green light on Friday for the vaccine for kids. The state reported Thursday that it is partnering with organizations to make vaccines for 5 to 11-year-olds easily accessible. Children's Hospital in Colorado is planning to host clinics for kids ages 5 to 11 at the Children's Hospital Colorado in Colorado Springs beginning November 5th, Friday through Sunday. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is investigating an officer-involved shooting that happened on Thursday at 10 a.m. Colorado Springs Police Department got a call about a man firing rounds from a handgun into an occupied vehicle in a parking lot on 1600 South Nevada Avenue. The suspect allegedly pointed his gun at police. Officers fired at least one round at the suspect. The suspect was eventually apprehended and taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is declaring it Bat Week. These mammals are more than just a Halloween decoration. They're vital to the state's ecosystem. According to CPW, Colorado is home to 19 bat species, and 16 of them can be spotted anywhere here in El Paso County. Not only do these furry friends help farmers crops, but they also are the only flying mammals in the world. They're not as scary as you might think, and it's the last week you might be able to spot any in Colorado. Skiers and snowboarders are hitting the slopes. It opened on Saturday, October 30th, for the opening day in the Loveland ski area. Ski runs will be open from 8:30 a.m. until 4 p.m., and riders can get access to one of the top-to-bottom runs covered from tree-to-tree with 18-inch base. The trails Catwalk, Mambo, and Home Run make up the opening day run, which is over a mile in length and nearly 1,000 vertical feet. Masks are required inside all Loveland facilities this ski season. The El Paso County Clerk and Recorder is working to ensure ballots are safe and secure with Election Day on November 2nd. That's this Tuesday. If you're voting in person, voter service and polling centers are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum hosts its Fright at the Museum event this weekend through today. Free entry is for kids in costumes. I-25 at Voyager Parkway is now fully open to traffic.
Happy Halloween to Southern Colorado. It's going to be a fairly cloudy and dismal afternoon. Our next front sweeping through the state, so highs will only be in the 30s to low 40s today. There is a chance for a few stray showers and snow showers between about 6 and 8 p.m., predominantly for the Pikes Peak region. No widespread accumulations expected. Watch bridges and overpasses early Monday morning for any slick conditions across parts of our local mountain cities. Otherwise, overnight tonight, we bottom out in the 30s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.